So I told him, well, the ones in the living room we have because, my daughter and soon-to-be son-in-law lives with this with the grandson. And we have these LEDs you can change colors. They're real thin, and you can't even see them in the daylight, and they go around the ceiling into the living room and into the kitchen and dining room. So you could see to walk around and stuff, and easy enough, but it was dark, so when she was trying to get the baby to sleep, it was a blinding ring. It was dark enough that made him feel sleepy, and so I told him, I says, all right, well, I'm laid off from 4:30 in the afternoon until 7:30 in the afternoon. All those lights have to be off. I says, because that's when I talk on those nets there that it bothers me. After that, go ahead and turn them on. You know, and then when it gets real late at night, I mean, obviously we shut them all up, you know, with everybody sleeping. But yep, I'm glad to figure that out, because I thought, I'm going to make a choke, put on my coax and this and that, or maybe just get a whole different, looking at 80-meter beams and different things maybe putting up and get it up higher and get it away. Maybe that would take care of it all. Now, I had this antenna down at Birch Run, and man, it worked awesome. But I had a problem down there, and that was my plasma TV. As soon as you turned it on, I had the same noise. So, glad I figured that out. That's, yeah, it was night and day.